Hello humans and welcome back to another episode of Sparks the Conversation. Hope you're having a good day, a good life, wherever you are in this world right now, and you're enjoying yourself, whatever you are doing. So thank you for tuning into today's episode. So today's episode is very winter focused, okay? So from coaching a number of people, well, hundreds of people now for a decent amount of time, inevitably we come to winter training. And in a lot of instances, we see a lot of the same things occurring with most people. And I just need to kind of put it out there that obviously, when I'm talking about the thing that's going to come up in today's podcast, I am not a psychologist, I am not a doctor, so please do not take this as clinical advice. Just take it as general advice from someone who has worked with people who say they feel slightly less motivated, less energized, less happy during the winter months. So that leads us on nicely to talking about seasonal affective disorder, so SAD, okay? And what this basically is a type of quote-unquote depression or low mood that occurs in a specific time of the year. Typically, for most of my clients, this is during the fall of the winter months, when daylight hours are shorter. It's thought to be related to changes in light exposure and may be influenced by factors such as disrupted circadian rhythm, i.e. our sleep-wake cycle, and altered melatonin and serotonin levels across this period. And talking from experience, like, I know that my mood is potentially worse in winter. The days are shorter, it seems to be dark and cold pretty much all of the time if you live in England. Some of my Australian clients are probably living the dream right now. I'm not sure about some of my clients who live in America, but it depends on state to state. So if you're in a sunny one, you are lucky. But if you're in the UK, it's pretty grim. And here are some key kind of characteristics of SAD, okay, or seasonal kind of lower mood. So they're very similar to kind of normal kind of low mood disorders, and they may include like persistent sadness, fatigue, irritability, difficulty concentrating, changes in sleep patterns, and decrease in energy levels. And they tend to occur the same time each year, okay? So starting in the fall and worsening throughout the winter months, and they all obviously kind of experience this less, or individuals experience this less during summer. How this kind of impacts your day-to-day functioning is it can significantly impact like your relationships, work, and just your general quality of life during the winter months. And if we're talking from a purely a fitness perspective, it definitely has a knock-on effect with people's progress. If you're feeling kind of low mood, low energy, you're not going to go out and do your cardio. You're not going to want to go out and do the gym. And all of these things kind of add friction to you getting the best results from your training, okay? So, Alex, it's all doom and gloom. I live in a kind of dark country. What are we going to do about it, okay? So, first of all, like, and this is kind of a little bit kind of bit out there, but you just need to be disciplined. Like, and I know people are going to say, like, it's easier said than done, okay? But the biggest form of self-care is discipline, in my opinion. If you just keep letting yourself down by your own standards, then you are letting yourself off the hook. You are not doing yourself the service that you need to. If you say you're going to go to the gym 3 times a week, just get there. If you start breaking promises with yourself, you've let your self-care routine get way too easy, and you're not going to facilitate progress across the winter months. Like, you're really not. I can count literally, like, last week there was workouts I didn't want to do. There was runs I didn't want to do. I didn't want to drag myself out in the rain. I didn't want to drag myself to a treadmill. I didn't want to have to go to the gym in between clients. But you know what? I did it through discipline. And what I think about now, looking back, like, imagine if I quit those workouts and I didn't do them, how I would feel. I would have broken a promise with myself and I would just let myself down. And I think the standards start with yourself. The next one is that, contrary to what you probably want to do, you should be prioritizing your outdoor exercise. So this could be walking, this could be running, this could be cycling outside. Exposure to natural light can obviously help regulate our mood and our circadian rhythms. And if you think about my kind of overview of what SAD is, it is heavily linked to a lack of light exposure. But what actually happens with most people is they tend to spend more time inside during the winter months. So they don't train outside, they don't do any runs, they don't do any cycling, they just go to the gym. And expect that to be enough to kind of get them feeling good. Yes, that is great, but we also need to make the most out of the sunlight we do have. If you can, you want to be scheduling these workouts to be in the morning, because morning sunlight is really good for setting that circadian rhythm. It's a different level of lux, which is essentially how we measure light, and our body takes it in, it absorbs it, and it obviously helps set our circadian rhythm. In terms of Routine, this is a huge one, okay? So you need to establish a consistent routine, and this links back to the kind of discipline notion that I spoke about. You need to find a routine that's going to support you. Sometimes routines, such as physical ones, such as mental ones, can really help us stay on track during these winter months, because sometimes, and for a lot of clients, including myself, like, it's a lot harder for me to break a routine than it is to start one again. And what we want to get to is a position where it's almost harder for you to break one, and almost causes you enough discomfort to not go and break that routine than to kind of think about, oh, it's easier not to go. And that's where we want you to kind of progress. Because again, I do think simple routines facilitate progress, okay? I think also, like, a big thing with winter, and this is the reason why I started my run club, is to engage in like some form of kind of social exercise. And this is coming from like a massive like social introvert. Like, I don't necessarily like being in massive groups, but I have started a run club and it's going really well. And obviously I love the interactions with my clients and their friends and so on and so forth. But it does mean that like there's a little bit of external accountability there. Like, if you said you're going to go to the run club, like, I'm expecting you, your friends in the run club are expecting you. And it's a really good way to kind of keep your mood up and that motivation. Because even within one group, there's bound to be one funny person that just elevates your mood, okay? And that's really why the social side of things really works. Another one that can be kind of taken or cherry picked is that you could probably kind of think about variety in your workouts. Like, sometimes I think some people get a little bit monotonous with their training. For example, they just do the same thing when they go to the gyms and they've been doing it for the same the number of years. Obviously, you don't want to be changing your workouts too much, but you want to be following something that's engaging you, it's motivating, it's inspiring you, not something that's just literally sapping the life out of you day in, day out. Obviously, of course, there is kind of things outside of exercise you can do. So yoga, meditation, all of these things have been shown to kind of manage well-being and mental and improve mental state long-term. Personally, this is something that I have personally struggled with, in a sense that, like, I really struggled with the meditation side of things. For me, like, I'd class running as my meditation. So when I'm running, it's quiet, I've got no music on. That is my time for myself, and that is my medication. Another one that is often overlooked with kind of seasonal kind of low mood is that you want to be focusing on your nutrition as much as you can. The kind of chances are during the winter months is that most people want to just eat shit, overindulge, and what that does is it creates a negative feedback loop with winter, okay? What you want to do is think about absolutely nailing a nutrient-rich diet full of vitamins, full of minerals, full of omega fatty acids and vitamin D3, because these are all going to help regulate your mood, especially the latter two that I said. So omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin D, these are all going to be associated and really going to kind of drive up the chances of those vitamins having an impact on your mood. Obviously, if this is something that's like really bad, you want to be thinking about kind of talking to someone about it. And I would always say, like, therapy is always a good option for everyone. Like, genuine, like, I'm in therapy now. I've been in therapy for like 4 years now. Not because I'm broken, just because I enjoy the process and I enjoy that. And I see that as part of my investment in myself. And I see it as a part of the journey and kind of bettering myself. Okay. Doesn't mean you're broken. Doesn't mean you're mental. It probably does mean I'm autistic. But outside of that, it's a really good way for you to kind of learn about yourself and kind of just talk through these things. And it will help you during the winter months if you do struggle with this. Obviously, there is the last caveat that I'm going to say, and of course, like, this, take this with a pinch of salt and do not take it and run with it in both hands all the way to the kind of bank, but adapt your workouts and your routine if you need to. If you're genuine and feeling pretty low, you take some time off if you need to. But again, if it's just like one of those days, you've got to weigh up whether it's like, oh, I'm actually tired here, or I'm just being lazy, or I'm just trying to take the easy way out. Because I will always think, like, you'll never regret doing a workout or a run or a bit of cardio or nailing your nutrition. At no point has anyone ever regretted that. People have only ever regretted not doing them and not nailing their nutrition. So that's my two cents on seasonal kind of low mood. Again, I'm just a random guy on the internet telling you how to do fitness advice. Just make sure you are speaking to someone if you need to. But other than that, have a great week, a great life. And if you need me, just give me a message on Instagram at projectsparks.com, well, alexprojectsparks.com. And of course, if you like the podcast, don't be afraid to give it a like.